It is now my pleasure to introduce you to our speakers today. His Excellency Thana Wekosith, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Kingdom of Thailand to Italy. His Excellency Murat Salim Esenli, Permanent Representative Designate of the Republic of Turkey, Co-Chair of the International Year of Pulses Steering Committee. Mr. Joseph Negetic, Deputy Director of Agriculture, Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock and Fisheries of Kenya. Professor Rainer Horn, President of the International Union of Soil Sciences. Thank you all for joining us today. His Excellency Thana Wekosith, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Kingdom of Thailand to Italy, would like to make a statement.
Director General of FAO, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I thank the Director General of FAO, country representatives, and distinguished participants of the event for your kind and thoughtful expression of sympathy. It is deeply appreciated and gratefully acknowledged. The greatest comfort during our sorrow was the expressions of sympathy conveyed to us in many ways. For 7 decades on His Majesty's throne, King Bhumibol Adulyadej had been the guiding light for the kingdom and the people of Thailand. His Majesty's tireless dedication to his country and the people in contribution to the sustainable development significantly improved the livelihoods and well-being of the Thai people. Over 4,000 loyal development projects that His Majesty initiated over his lifetime focuses on agriculture and the rural development. Under King Bhumibol's leadership, Thailand raised global awareness of the importance of soils, water, and sufficiency economy philosophy as resources for poverty reduction, climate change adaptation, sustainable development, and security. In 2013, the UN General Assembly recognized these efforts by designating the 5th of December, the same date of the King's birthday, as World Soil Day, as well as in 2015, on the International Year of Soils. More than a half century, His Majesty has shared the knowledge and implementation on agriculture development with several countries in the world. His achievement throughout his life led to numerous awards from the United Nations and beyond, including UN Human Development Lifetime Achievement Award in 2006, FAO Agricola Medal in 1995, FAO Telefood Medal in 1999, and the International Union of Soil Sciences Humanitarian Soil Scientist Award in 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to express my gratitude once again to FAO for organizing this council site event. And it is my great honor to introduce a video message from Her Royal Highness Princess Mahajakri Sirinthorn on the celebration of World Soil Day 2016 as an FAO Special Ambassador for Zero Hunger. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the issues of environment and natural resources related to sustainable development are variable and diverse from region to region. Among these issues, soil or land resource plays great important role, not only for food product to provide nutrition and income, but also for other products such as medicine, clothes, shelters, and other ecosystem services. It is worth mentioning that the global food security requires healthy soils to provide sufficient food for growing population, estimated by the FAO to increase from current 7 billion up to 9 billion in 2050. But the amount of arable land is limited. Approximately 33% of the Earth's surface is of the degraded soil, and unfortunately, about 40% of this infertile soil is in the poor and underdeveloped countries. Soil degradation is the direct cause of the decline in food productivity. The degradation factors are mainly erosion by water and wind, loss of wetlands, deforestation, and loss of biodiversity. These damaging factors are also found connected with climate changes. The scarcity of arable lands has also entailed in the encroachment of marginal lands, such as hilly or steep slopes, for slash and burn cultivation. The practice produces less but damages more. It deteriorates soil and the environment extensively, causing landslides, severe soil erosion, fertility loss, food, and drought. The issues aforementioned are therefore of very serious consequences and have direct impact on economic growth and poverty alleviation. To solve these problems, we need all the concerned sectors in society to make a joint effort. The sound and appropriate land use policies, national, regional, and international, should be laid down with solid information and knowledge, scientifically acquired, followed by well-planned programs and activities, and implemented with well-trained personnel. To raise the awareness of soil resource, the 68th session of the United Nations General Assembly on the 20th of December 2013 has declared the 5th of December His Majesty King Bhumibol's birthday to be the World Soil Day in recognition to His Majesty's untiring effort in researching and conducting essential projects on sustainable use of soil, soil improvement and conservation for more than 40 years. I do believe that the celebration of the World Soil Day will be a significant platform in promoting awareness and education on soils in all regions and nations. I do think that all of us have an obligation to strive together in utilizing this valuable resource wisely and therefore conserving it for the future generations. Finally, I would like to express my sincere thanks to all who have been working diligently in making the World Soil Day an important event in our life. Thank you.
We appreciate this important message from Her Royal Highness, in particular remembering her father's strong commitment to soil science and his support for achieving this International Day. And we join her in hoping that the annual celebration of World Soil Day will continue to serve as a significant platform in promoting awareness and education on soils around the world. Next on our program, we will hear an address from His Excellency Murat Salim Esenli, Permanent Representative Designate of the Republic of Turkey and co-chair of the International Year of Pulses Steering Committee.
Yes. Good evening, all. Your Excellency, Mr. Director General Jose Graziano da Silva, Your Excellency Ambassador Taneve Korsit of the Kingdom of Thailand, Dr. Juan Antonio Nieto Escalante, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's a distinct pleasure to be part of the World Soil Day and the International Europulses end-of-year celebration. I also wish to emphasize that this is a joint statement of the co-chairs I'm making on behalf of my distinguished colleague, Ambassador of Pakistan, His Excellency Nadeem Riaz. Ambassador Riaz couldn't be with us tonight due to an obligation which compelled him to be out of Rome. Distinguished representatives, it's a very distinct pleasure to be here, as I said earlier, but I want to emphasize that we wish everyone a successful session of the 155th FAO Council, which convened with a hefty agenda of pressing issues as usual. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks for providing us the opportunity to address this august body on the occasion of the World Soil Day and International Europulses end-of-year celebration. As many of us would recall, the United Nations General Assembly designated December 5th as World Soil Day and very fittingly proclaimed 2015 as the International Year of Soils and 2016 as the International Year of Pulses at its 68th session in December 2013. The first official UN World Soil Day was observed 2 years ago in more than 80 countries and provided the opportunity to launch the International Year of Soils, which in a very compelling and result-oriented manner. The 2014 theme was Soils, a Foundation for Family Farming, thus linking the International Year of Family Farming with the IYS. Celebrating the World Soil Day, today we want to kindly remind that January 18, 2017 will be observed as Global Pulses Day as well. This will be the second ever Global Pulse Day following the first Pulses Feast held at the beginning of this year, with 141 events spanning 36 countries, reaching out to 21 million people. We thank the FAO Secretariat for their efforts in this regard. Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to observe the level of awareness achieved regarding how essential soils and one of its most versatile product pulses are through the result-oriented activities. In this connection, we wish to express our deep appreciation to Thailand for the concrete effort and leadership they provided to work of International Year of Soils Steering Committee. And we are particularly pleased to see the fast approaching launch of book entitled Soils and Pulses, Symbiosis for Life as a source of scientific facts, information and technical recommendations to decision makers and practitioners alike. The book ultimately explores the way in which good practices could be implemented in contribution to the effort of ending hunger and malnutrition, adapting to and mitigating the climate change. 2 consecutive years specifically designated for soils and pulses point out to the very fact that the wellness of our life on this planet is inextricably linked to our ties with the nature. That's why a year designated to soils was followed by another year for pulses. Since there exists an undeniable link and relation, between these two fundamental elements. Esteemed participants, the importance of sustainable soil management as the basis for food systems, fuel and fiber production, essential ecosystem functions, and better adaptation to climate change is widely recognized thanks to the substantial work done during the International Years of Soils. We too, with Pakistan and all other partners and stakeholders, worked with the same spirit in enhancing the overall understanding vis-a-vis the role the pulses play in the life of an earth. Along with the relevant documents prepared and several successful outreach activities organized across the globe, we recently held a very effective global dialogue on November the 22nd in this hall and adopted the call to action document. We are also particularly pleased that Burkina Faso is going to host an event for the closing ceremony of the year. As both the International Year of Soils has ended and the International Year of Pulses is coming to an end, there still more remains to be done. We feel the necessity to carry forward the achievements attained throughout the last 2 years. In this vein, as the year is officially ending, we would like to see all of the special ambassadors for the International Year of Pulses carefully chosen by the Director General to continue acting as volunteers in the ensuing years to help maintain the critical momentum which is gained. Distinguished colleagues, in conclusion, I would like to reiterate that we express our strong appreciation to FAO for its commendable work and its untiring efforts in terms of drawing the international community's attention to the significance of soils and pulses, which have direct implications for climate change and eliminating hunger, as they increasingly become complex issues of cross-cutting nature with each passing day. We are confident that International Years of Soils and Pulses pave the way for us to act together against multiple challenges. We hope that this spirit of cooperation will enable the global community to prevail when coping with those predicaments. I thank you all.
Thank you, Excellency. Now we welcome Mr. Joseph Nigetic, Deputy Director of Agriculture, Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock and Fisheries of Kenya, who will deliver his address.
Thank you. Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to be here today to celebrate the UN World Soil Day, whose theme is Soils and Pulses, Symbiosis for Life. An example of real synergy between two consecutive international years, the International Year of Soils 2015 and International Year of Pulses 2016. Soils provide a range of ecosystem services that are fundamental to human well-being and life on Earth. But in spite of their crucial role, soils have been taken for granted for a long time. As a consequence, pressures on soil resources are reaching critical limits, and soils are being continuously degraded as far as 6% of global soils is already degraded. There is thus an urgent need to raise awareness on the importance of this strategic resource and to promote sustainable management, unlocking the full potential of soils to not only support food production, but also to store and supply more clean water, maintain biodiversity, sequester more carbon, and increase environmental resilience to a changing climate requires the implementation of sustainable soil management. Ladies and gentlemen, this notion is supported by sustainable development goals and climate change discussions under the Paris Agreement and the recent Marrakesh COP, which imply that soil management should become the worldwide norm to not only use soils optimally, but to preserve and protect them at the same time. The implementation of the revised World Soil Charter and the voluntary guidelines for sustainable soil management that were endorsed at the FAO Council today pave way to the successful practice of sustainable soil management in supporting sustainable development and food security. In response to global actions, regions and countries are now called upon to invest on their soils, starting from establishment of national soil information systems to understand better their soils and to monitor its quality. The assessment of soil quality is indeed the first step towards the selection of best soil management practices to use. In addition, we need reliable estimates of availability of arable soils, soil carbon stocks, rates of change affecting soil functions, soil nutrients, and soil degradation. In my country, Kenya, we are working very hard to address some of these issues. For instance, recently we undertook a national soil testing survey to determine the nutrient status of soils in our agricultural lands. We are now working towards supplying soil-specific fertilizers that meet the requirements of various crops. Ladies and gentlemen, this data and information will not only benefit individual countries, but will be of use to global forecasting and action. Linked to this is the preparation of global soil organic carbon map using an approach in which FAO member states are the drivers of the process. We fully support this, and we believe it is very important, especially for adapting and mitigating climate change. We really hope that investment in sustainable soil management will be increased at all levels so that soil degradation is stopped and thus soils are more productive and resilient. Let's join efforts to use this momentum, and through initiatives like Global Soil Partnership, let's strive for healthy soils for the future we all want. Happy World Soil Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Director. And now we welcome remarks by Professor Rainer Horn, President of the International Union of Soil Sciences, a longtime partner of FAO. Thank you.
Excellencies, Presidents, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the International Union of Soil Science, I have the privilege and honor to convey the best greetings of more than 60,000 soil scientists all over the world to you on the occasion of the World Soil Day by FAO here in Rome. This year, the World Soil Day celebration is linked to the end of the International Year of Pulses and gives us a very positive feedback mechanism and a unique opportunity to define the symbiosis of life. Soils, as we know, are the most complex biomaterials on Earth and are a self-regulating biological factory. Thus, it is absolutely essential that soil degradation, as the most insidious and underestimated challenge of the 21st century, must be defeated. Severe degradation, including widespread contamination, erosion, severe depletion of carbon and nutrients, rapid urbanization, and frequent hazards are threatening sustainable food production, adequate water supply, global ecosystem services, and the quality of human life. Soil carbon sequestration, soil restoration, and the conservation of biodiversity and other soil functions are important for a sustainable land and soil use. In this context, the regulatory functions of soils as living systems are the basis not only for the well-functioning of food production, filter and buffer for clean groundwater and storage of water for plant uptake, but they also are responsible for healthy soils and are the basis for carbon sequestration in combination with improved water storage potential. The symbiosis between pulses, soils, and soil properties is worldwide functioning and results in a very positive improved nutrient management if continuously applied, also in a well-structured and therefore really healthy soil system with improved functionalities for future generations. Such symbiosis is in this sense a very positive feedback mechanism which supports sustainable soil management strategies and is a major contributor to the soil, food, water, carbon sequestration, climate change nexus. Ladies and gentlemen, the 5th of December, which is the birthday of His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej of Thailand, is therefore not only an excellent opportunity to remember his very positive activities in his country, but it must be kept on the international calendar to remember the importance of soils as non-renewable and sensitive systems as a basis for life, which includes food production, water storage for plant growth, as well as carbon sequestration. Pulses are of major importance for these issues as they improve soil properties and functions, and by an extended root growth make soils even more resistant against further soil degradation due to a better structure, fertilized by atmospheric nitrogen and by an improved biodiversity. As a direct follow-up process, such as carbon sequestration potential, as well as the water storage capacity for plant growth, can add remarkable amounts, for example, of water per cubic meter, which finally leads to higher and more predictable crop yields, even under harsh climatic conditions. However, all these positive aspects always require a careful handling of soils according to their resilience and elasticity for the long-term maintenance of these positive key properties and processes, thus meeting the demands of a growing world population. If this symbiosis for life is not positively handled, we will not only lose the unique soil functionality, but in addition, soils are exposed to an increasing degradation threat, which finally results in an irreversible loss. These negative aspects, again, would also affect the growth of pulses and destroy the eventually positive symbiosis for life. Therefore, we have to make clear that just public concern is not sufficient to protect soils. To speak about biodiversity, the biological process in soils and their positive effects, but we need to take action for these linked processes and functions. The strategy is to promote sustainable intensification for achieving food security, sufficient drinking water supply, accessible storage water for plants, and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. This means the mitigation of global change processes for maintaining healthy soils. These are major requirements which can be only achieved with a perfect symbiosis between soils, plants, and microbes in a well-structured soils worldwide. Therefore, it is essential for scientists and the interested community to know more about soils, their functions and the interactions, especially with pulses, and consequences for soil biodiversity, because the interlink is the basis for our well-being. The free of charge granted nitrogen fixation, the interaction between microbes, and the maintenance of soil functions, even with the increasing degradation risk, are important to take action and to consider the symbiosis more directly. It is us who directly profit from such a functioning ecosystem. It is therefore important to convince politicians, decision makers, land owners, and the world community about these interactions between soils and the biosphere, for the provision of goods and service for humankind. The Sustainable Development Goals, approved by the UN in 2015, postulate the maintenance of these multidimensional functions in order to end hunger and malnutrition and adaptation to climate change in 2030. By the celebration of the World Soil Day and the International Year of Pulses, the symbiosis for life must attract attention from all of us, not only today, but also in the future. Both the 2015 International Year of Soils as well as the 2016 International Year of Pulses must be placed and maintained at the forefront of the scientific agenda, on the roster of policy makers, and in the awareness of the general public. We must also link both ideas perfectly in the IUSS initiative of the International Decade of Soils 2015 to 2024, as we need to keep the momentum of our activities and acceptance at such a very high level continuously. Finally, I'd like to express my best wishes for the continuous positive cooperation between IUSS and FAO. Together, we can enlarge the scientific knowledge, strengthen the understanding of soils as a finite and non-renewable resource, promote the sustainable use of soils, and enhance awareness about the importance of soils for the production of food, adaptation and mitigation of climate change, and the provision of water. Soils are the basis for all terrestrial and aquatic life. They must be used, restored, and improved for human well-being and nature conservation. For this, the link between World Soil Day and the celebration on the occasion of the International Year of Pulses as a symbiosis for life is an excellent example, which shall be even enlarged in future years in case of further input to the understanding of ecosystem services. Many thanks for your attention.